Hello, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. My name is Charles. Hope you've had a good week. Hope you've done what needs to be done and are doing amazing. I just thought I would share something about how I have been feeling and some of the things that I have seen happen around me as an African gay Igbo man from Nigeria. The experiences and how life has not really been kind in a way it should be. As someone who grew up gay, who is a homosexual and sat around people say a lot of rubbish, and even in my adulthood right now, the experiences I have had, how life has treated me, it hasn't been kind. It has not been kind, and it continues to be hostile. I was having this conversation with someone, and I said to them, I am not made in a way where I should be mean, wicked, and hostile towards people. I am not built that way. Maybe genetically, I am not made like this. Because despite all the struggles, all the hate, all the waywardness that I face, all the horrible nonsense that I have faced and how life has treated me, I still show up for people. I still show empathy, compassion, and all of these things extremely. And majority of the people who have treated me this way, some of them treat me this way because of religion, say they should, because of the Bible, say they should, and a lot of these things. I am saying this here to say to you, never ever stop being a good person. Never stop being kind towards people. Never stop showing empathy. Never stop showing love to people because of the way you've been treated. I am telling you right now, the way people treat you tells more about who they are, not about you. And this is something that took me forever to make peace with. I knew this anyway, but I kept saying to myself, why do I have to be kind to you? Why do I have to be compassionate to you? Why do I have to be nice to you? Why do I have to show love to you? Why you haven't done that in return to me? But the thing is, the way I was raised and how I am, when I am helping somebody or I am doing something for you, I am not looking for anything in return. So maybe that is why it is easier for me. Because if I'm doing something for you, I know from the depth of my soul that what belongs to you is yours. What is meant for you is meant for you. What is meant for me is meant for me. I am never going to get what is meant for you. And you are never going to get what is meant for me. There is so much in the world for each and every one of us. And some of these people who tend to say, oh, I am Jesus' daughter. I am God's daughter. I am Jesus' son. Jesus is my husband. God is my father. Do not know this. Some of them are one of the most wicked people you can ever come across. Spirituality and queerness, that's the hill that they've chosen to unalive themselves. Before religion, before colonization, before shame, our ancestors already knew who we were. They already know that we are gay. They already know that we are queer. They already know who we are. And they never, ever had any problems with this. They are perfectly okay with who we are. African spirituality has always had space for queer people. I don't know how many times I need to say this for it to get into some of these people's heads. It is crazy. They forget that it was colonial religion that taught Africans to hate what they never feared. If you go across Africa, among the African culture, everywhere, there is languages and space for gender fluidity and people with two spirits and things like this. It is something that is known. And what really, really is tiring is when you say to some of these people, go and read. Read something. It is okay. Read. Check. They will be like, no. The Bible said this. The Bible said that. My pastor said that. Pastor Adama said that. Pastor Ikemma said that. Pastor Peter said that. Pastor Mwankwo said that. What the hell? It's crazy. I want to make some of them know this because I think it is pretense. Queer phobia, homophobia is nothing that we as a people have. Because it is not. It is imported. Homophobia, queerphobia, transphobia, and all of this nonsense was imported. I don't know how many times we need to say this. How else are we able to explain to some of you so that it will get into your thick head? African spirituality was never scared of queer people. It was only colonization and colonial religion that was scared of us. It was colonial religion and the missionaries who came to Africa brought homophobia, transphobia, queerphobia, and all this madness to us. It was never, ever in our culture. I want to make something very clear to a lot of you, extremely clear. Queerness isn't new. It is not new. Shame is what is new. We are not rewriting history. We are remembering it. Because what I get all the time is like, oh, this was never something. You are introducing this to the young ones. You are introducing this to people who don't have say. You are teaching people how to be queer. You are teaching people how to be gay. And then I'll be like, do you really think people can learn how to be gay? Do you really think that? Because I do not understand this for the life of me. Because from where I am sitting, recording this episode, nobody taught me how to be gay. I did not know the name when I was a child, but I sure knew that I was attracted to men. I came out of my mother's womb a homosexual. So I don't understand what some of these people actually mean. It does not make any fucking sense. Common sense is free, right? But it is so freaking expensive because some of these people have no common sense. They are suffering from religious delulu, religious psychosis. They've been abused by religion. They've been abused in so many shape or form without them actually knowing. Queerness existed in indigenous African traditions. It is not new. Pre-colonial African societies had fluid gender roles and identities. Many cultures in Africa recognized queer people who were dual spirits. That's what they call them, people with two spirits. Some people say things like male woman or female man. In Igbo language, they will say omekanwanya. Omekanwoke, which means omekanwanya is a man who is like a woman. Omekanwoke is a woman who is like a man, which is like masculine presenting women and masculine presenting men. Things like this. Gender non-conforming is something that we know. Even in the Igbo culture, we have a masquerade. I said this in the last episode, that is called Adamma. Adamma is very sexy, flamboyant, has a beautiful face, makeup, and she dances. She has all the beads and everything. Because my ancestors are okay with who we are. People, it is all about energy. Look at the whole African spirituality. Spiritual leaders, diviners, medicine people often existed outside rigid gender roles. That is why sometimes you see some of these diviners, you'll be confused. Oh, is this person a woman or a man? This is something that is extremely known. But you know the thing, a lot of these people, when you bring something like this up, they will tell you, oh, absolutely, it is demonic. That is what they will say because they are crazy. I will never, ever understand people who look like me who think that something that has to do with their ancestors is demonic, is inferior, is horrible. I will never, ever understand this for the life of me because it does not make any sense to me whatsoever. African spirituality valued energy, not Western gender boxes where they put you in a box. Oh, you have to be a man. You have to be a woman. No, it is all about energy. Have you heard that song? You can be a girl, I can be a girl, I can be a boy. It is about energy. I know friends who sometimes they feel like a girl, they want to dress a certain way. It's like that. You want to dress masculine, you want to dress feminine. Even with lesbians, you see this. Even with some gay men, you see this. There are some gay men who will sometimes want to wear makeup. And sometimes they don't want to. Sometimes they dress very sporty. Sometimes they dress very girly. People are different in so many ways. Varieties makes us special. And I don't understand why some of you just do not think with yourselves, with your common sense. Let me give you some examples when it comes to Africa. Amongst the Igbo people, which I was already talking about, some deities and priesthood banned gender expression. The Dagaba people of Ghana recognized gender diverse spirits. If you think this is not the truth, go and research your history. The Shona and Yoruba people had spiritual roles filled by people who didn't fit binary norms. I don't know why some of you don't know this. Even the Hausa people in Nigeria have this. Our ancestors didn't erase queer people. They honored them. If you go to Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, everywhere, you look at the gods, you will see some of the gods, the pictures and drawings, like very, very gender fluid. I don't know why some of you are saying all of this nonsense. Go to Adamawa State in Nigeria. You will see some of these things as well. It is freaking crazy that in 2026, some of you still refuse to unlearn some of the nonsense that you've learned. You don't want to know about your culture, about your spirituality, about your history, about your ancestors. And you think you know your left from your right. Are we okay? It's wild to me. Colonial religion erased what was already normal for us African people. This whole thing, Bible, I'm going to church, I'm going to go and pray, we're doing Bible vigil, we're doing night vigil, we're praying, all those violent prayer all the time. Christianity and Islam reference queerness as sin because all of them are Abrahamic religion. Missionaries rewrote African identities with Western shame. Colonizers, with their missionaries, when they came to Africa, criminalized queerness in the penal codes that many African countries still use today. And that is why a lot of them will say to you, oh, it is a sin, it is a sin, it is a sin. Generations of African people grew up believing imported hatred was tradition. Why? Why up until today you are believing something that was imported to you? Because that hatred is not our tradition. African homophobia is just colonial trauma with a Bible and a loud voice. My freaking goodness, my days. Some of you are so wild. You just don't think. Use your heads. Colonization didn't just steal our land. It stole our spirituality and our spiritual memory. It did a lot of damage to us. And it continues to do up until today. Because some of you refuse to unlearn some of this bullshit. I do not know what to tell some of these people sometimes when they speak to me. I get this all the time on social media. They'll be like, oh God, Bible, God. The one that is always funny is like, are you religious? Do you believe in God? Do you know the Bible? Because in their heads, it means that being gay, being LGBTQIA+, being a queer person means you don't know God. You don't know the Bible. You are a sinner. Which means if you know the Bible and you are religious, you will not be homosexual. Go to the Vatican's, go to all the Catholic churches, go to all the Pentecostal churches, all of these men with wives, some of them confirmed, they are homosexuals everywhere. I have heard stories of pastors who slept with men who came for prayers. There is so many of those stories everywhere. Just because of someone is a pastor, a reverend father, an imam, or the pope, whatever they are, does not mean they cannot be gay. Do you understand? And we are not judging. I am not judging. I'm just telling you that you can be a homosexual and be a reverend father and be a pastor and be an imam and be a religious leader and be a king. You can be a lesbian and be all of these things. Your sexuality doesn't determine if you are a sinner. It's what you do. Are you a good person? Do you show love? Do you treat people like they are humans? Are you honest? Do you have compassion? Do you think about humanity? Do you believe in the golden rule of humanity? That is what is important. It doesn't matter if you are a reverend father, if you are a religious leader, if you are an imam, if you are a pastor. Your sexuality shouldn't determine if you are a good person. But for them, if you are gay, you are a sinner. If you are a lesbian, you are a sinner. And God forbid you are a trans man or a trans woman, they will condemn you to hellfire already. Meanwhile, they live double lives. They steal from the church. They abuse children. They commit murder. They commit atrocity. They do all of the things that the so-called Bible said to them not to do. But the hill you've chosen to do your higgy and haga is the hill of queer people. That is why I said that it shall never be well with some of you. Because some of you are so wild. It boggles the mind. African spirituality is about balance, energy, and community. The Igbo culture says this. It is about flexibility, duality, and balance. It is like that across Africa. It is about that. Because our systems focuses on harmony, purpose, ancestral connection, spiritual alignment, personal destiny, which is like chi, ori, bim, etc. Chi in Igbo is God, ori Yoruba God, you know, like all those things, right? None of these depends on what you love, how you identify, who you marry. None of it. It doesn't depend on this. African spirituality judges character, not sexuality. And I just explained that earlier, but I'm just summarizing it for you. African spirituality judges your character, which means, are you a good person? Are you kind? Are you doing what is supposed to be done? Are you respecting the land? Are you respecting people? Are you showing love? Are you caring? Are you doing what is good for the society, for people, for everyone? Are you a good person? It is not about your sexual orientation. It is not about your sexuality. I was thinking the other day, and then I kept saying to myself, what is it with queer people? That some of these people begin to think that we are a spiritual threat to the power, to the colonial power, and things like this. And I just don't know. Queer people are spiritual threats to the colonial power, which is their Bible and all of their nonsense. That's the way I see it. Queer people disrupt binaries that colonial religion depends on. Free queer people can't be controlled. And that is why they have a massive problem with me. Because I refuse to be controlled. I refuse to bend backwards. I refuse to abide by their rules and regulation, which does not serve me. And once you are like this, it makes them crazy. That is when they start sending you death threats. That is when they start saying to you that you're going to go to hellfire. Patriarchy collapses when men and women aren't forced into rigid roles. That is why I say this all the time. Any man that is homophobic is as equally as misogynistic. If you are a woman dating a straight man, if that man is homophobic, that man is misogynistic. It goes hand in hand. Queer joy is the fucking resistance. They don't want us to be happy. They don't want to see us happy. It drives them crazy that you, that is supposed to feel sorry for yourself, that you are supposed to be crying, you're supposed to hate yourself, you're supposed to hide, you are out here speaking, being visible, representing and doing all the things. It drives them fucking crazy. They are literally not really scared of queer people. They are scared of queer freedom. But my dear, we will have our freedom whether you like it. We will have our freedom whether you give it to us. We will take it and we are free. You know why? Queerness destabilizes systems built on fear. Yeah. And I will tell you this, we are reclaiming African spirituality as queer people. We are doing it. We are doing the things. We are doing it every freaking day. Because we queer Africans can connect spiritually without shame. And we can do it in so many ways. Honoring our ancestors via meditation, energy work, and just trying to center yourself and ground yourself. Just connect with your people. That is why I always say my ancestors are always here with me. They understand me. They love me. They care for me. My parents are both dead. They are in this room fighting for me, standing for me. My good ancestors that mean well. They will continue to guide and protect me. Understanding things that has to do with our culture, like chi, ori, and personal destiny. Learning pre-colonial histories. Detecting imported shame. Building community through storytelling and remembrance. We are doing all of these things. Spirituality is not owned by homophobes. Reclaim it. Reclaim it with your full chest. Reclaim it. Because I have said this in so many ways. You do not need to be in community with people that are wayward in the name of God. You can be in community with people who see you, who understands who you are, who know that you are sacred, you are wonderful, you are holy, and there is nothing wrong with you. I want to give this message to each and every one of us, me included, especially if you are a queer person from Africa, trying to feel complete again, trying to feel whole again, trying to feel like you matter, because you do matter. Your life is amazing and there's nothing wrong with you. Your queerness is not separate from your African identity. It is not a contradiction. It is a continuation of a legacy that existed long before colonizers touched our soil. Your queerness is a continuation of that. Your spirit is not broken. Your ancestors are not disappointed in you. The only thing that doesn't belong here is shame. And that was never ours. You are African, are queer, and you are sacred. I need you to know this. You are African. There is nothing wrong with you. You are queer and fabulous, and you are sacred. And you should know that. Carry that with you every fucking place you go to. That's why when you come into the room as a queer person, they notice you because you come with an aura, with an energy that they can never match. You are always doing the things. I want you to look within yourself, think, and just think about, do you have any spiritual journey? If there is, share it within yourself or to other people. I need you to question the sources of your shame. What is the sources of your shame? Is it the Bible? Is it your pastors? Is it your church? Question that and challenge it and say, I am not ashamed. Like Billy Potter said, I am not ashamed anymore. You should not be ashamed. Do not inherit any nonsense shame. I want you to claim and reclaim our history. Not the colonial version, Biko. Please, do not claim the colonial version. Claim our history. Reclaim our history before colonization. And be fab because you are. Because you are juicy, moisturized, hydrated, glowy, and doing the things. You are the vibes. You are amazing. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining the movement for Thank you so much for joining the movement for visibility, representation, and truth. I see us. You see me. We see you. We see us for real. This is about African spirituality, African gay voices, queer and African, pre-colonial Africa. We stand and we are going to always do what needs to be done. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next episode.